Oh, yeah, they always pack it in, that's for sure. I go there sometimes. But, yeah, I haven't had the General Tao in a while. Andrea likes the sesame chicken, which is kind of like a non-spicy version. So, it's pretty good. But, you know, what is there, orange chicken, sesame chicken, and then General Tao chicken. So, all different levels. Well, I don't think spice, orange or sesame have any spice at all, but General Tao is usually a little. None of the Chinese is really spiced up by my standards, you know. It's more than bland. I know, I've been getting like Mongolian beef and sometimes, you know, a couple of times I got almond boneless chicken. I haven't bought that since I was a little kid, and then last couple of times I went, you know, like last five times we went, probably twice I got almond boneless chicken, which is a real weird one for me. And then I was sick, and I got chicken chop suey, because it's very bland. You know, it's very, very easy, and I was, my stomach was upset, and they told me I had to stick to things like white rice and other various things that were easy, chicken, and that filled the bill. That was pretty good, so I've been trying to mix it up, because I always would get my, you know, Sichuan beef or Sichuan chicken or Mongolian beef or something like that. Never would mix it up, so I'm trying. Still, everything's carbs, rice, noodles. Chow mein, they're all carbs, which they're not necessarily unhealthy, but for somebody who's diabetic, they're to be avoided. Sucks. It sucks. Hopefully you guys will never experience that. Donald, if you haven't already, you won't. Dakota, hopefully you won't. So it's not terribly difficult to manage. It's just you got to give up everything that's good.